This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Weather across Israel today is mostly sunny with warm temperatures. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. Ein Lut remains sunny and bright, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu's meeting in Washington holds crucial implications for Israel's military operations in Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. This was noted earlier today. Also, Walla explores the evolving dynamics in the Middle East. The Houthis are shifting from being an Iranian asset to seeking independent geopolitical influence. This was reported in the past hour. Also this hour, according to Ynet, Hilly Tropper and Yoaz Hendel have announced a joint run in the upcoming elections. This news came in just minutes ago. Separately, from earlier today, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister has made controversial remarks. He compared Turkish President Erdogan to Hitler and Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, according to Forward. And finally, JTA reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar criticized his Turkish counterpart for a call that he described as genocidal. This was reported earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amit Segal, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that the alliance between Hilly Tropper and Yoaz Hendel marks a significant shift in Israeli politics, aiming to unify the center-right. From Ynet Global, it was reported earlier today that Tropper and Hendel confirmed their election run, with potential new candidates joining their slate. Open source intel shared just now that Israeli strikes in Gaza have resulted in casualties. Reports indicate one strike near the Qatari committee offices and another in Khan Yunis. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's crucial meeting in Washington, Israel Hayom highlights that the discussions with the U.S. president could impact Israel's operational freedom in regional conflicts. The stakes are high, focusing on Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. The outcome could shift diplomatic and defense strategies significantly. Turning to the shifting Middle Eastern dynamics, Walla delves into the Houthis' ambitions as they seek to establish themselves as an independent geopolitical entity. Moving beyond their role as an Iranian proxy, this shift could alter alliances and power balances in the region. The implications might be profound for Israel and its neighbors. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the political scene where Hilly Tropper and Yoaz Hendel's alliance aims to strengthen the center-right bloc. Their joint run could reshape electoral dynamics by potentially creating a strong opposition coalition. This move signals a strategic alignment ahead of the national elections. Separately, controversial comments by Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister have sparked international reactions. According to Forward, the minister's comparison of Erdogan to Hitler and Sinwar is drawing significant attention. These remarks could strain diplomatic relations with Turkey, impacting bilateral ties. Finally, from earlier today, as reported by JTA, Foreign Minister Gideon Saar's accusations against the Turkish counterpart raise tensions. He describes recent statements as a clear call for genocide. This highlights the ongoing diplomatic friction between the two nations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business discusses the impact of transitioning to a 40-hour workweek. The study highlights winners and losers in the public sector, revealing significant economic implications. Separately, CTEC covers the challenges facing ZIM's acquisition. Government security concerns have stalled the $4.2 billion deal with Hapag-Lloyd and FIMI. The decision, delayed by unanswered questions, could affect the shipping industry. And finally, Globes reports on the Bank of Israel's interest rate forecast. Governor Yaron emphasized the unpredictability due to geopolitical risks following an unexpectedly low forecast. This could influence future economic policies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.